She's going to play the music. Jenny, here it is.
Yes, well, she doesn't need to play music because you're sitting in a bar anyway. You know, you don't need this music because you're probably sitting near a DJ.
A DJ.
There's probably somebody spinning discs at 10 a.m. where you are. Go on, tell everybody where you've landed up.
It's extraordinary. I'm sitting here in a place called La Gomera, which is a Canary island, right? Okay. And on a very cheap deal, 500 quid each, flights included, obviously, on a pre-grandma break with my special friend. Yeah, so here I am in the bar. I'm in the corner of the bar. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. And I've got my microphone out. And I feel it, and the headphones on. I feel a bit
Everyone's going to think you're the DJ.
That's the point, isn't it?
You can pull up your iTunes and play some some discs.
Oh, I don't know what
I'm so jealous. What's it? What can you see? What can you see?
Well, the view is very lovely. However, before you get too jealous, the view is very lovely.
Is the weather shit? Is the weather shit?
The weather is shit. The weather is so bad. They have run out of umbrellas at reception, okay? And they've got those towels down by all the doors, so because we're all old.
Oh, a little bit leaky, yeah. And you don't want anyone slidding. We don't want the sound, the shattering sound of hips up and down the corridors.
Absolutely.
It's all the pre-grandparenters, you know.
Yep. So
that's a shame. But you're there for a week.
Where for a week we have various people have looked at the weather app
and shared. Oh no, why did they do that?
Well, except
have they got those faces when they come up and they go, oh, isn't it a shame? Isn't it a shame that we picked the wrong week?
Yeah, exactly. Well, obviously there are people here with quite nice tans that we're all the people who arrived yesterday are not talking to because
they've had
good weather.
There's the divide. Yeah,
there is the divide indeed. But no, it is. I think it's forecast to be a bit brighter as we're all saying to each other tomorrow and Friday, but then I think it goes a bit shit again. So, and the trouble is, we're away from everything. You know, this is a hotel that we came to about 20 years ago when the girls were little.
Yeah.
And I recognised it in the brochure, and it was all very, very, very lovely when we came last time. It's a bit faded now, which of course is what's happened to us too.
Or do you think you expect more now?
Probably a little bit of both, but it's a lovely location. So you basically fly to Tenerife, which, as we know, look, I'm sorry, I know there are probably very lovely places in Tenerife, but it is where we shot Grumpy Old Holidays all those years ago. That's just what I'm saying, right? So you fly there, and then you have to get a hovercraft to this island. So it does kind of, you know, people peel off. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of self-selecting in that it's annoyingly a bit further.
So you're the last lot to get to your destination?
Oh, God. I mean, the journey, I tell you what. Well, first of all, the people were falling at a big hurdle at Gatwick, right, okay, including us, which is that if you Google what you have to do for Spain, right, in terms of all the bleeding paperwork.
But this isn't Spain, it's the Canary Islands.
Exactly. Oh, well, get you to be the head priest.
Didn't you even know that?
Well, no, we didn't kind of spot that, so obviously it's
But God, Mike
thing.
Must have been in big shit at this moment.
Of course, he did big shit all the time, Jenny. I'm a bit of a nightmare. Anyway, so it was like Beecher's Brook. Is it that place in, you know,
National?
Okay, we're all falling at that, you know. Unless you were going to, we're all on the same flight to Tenerife, and nobody had filled in their Spanish locator form because we were going to be in transit, which you've just worked out, clever clogs. The trouble was that a lot of us, because it was an early flight, we did, you know, our phones had gone out of battery, were very low, mine were, blah, 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 but there were loads of people who'd forgotten their password, and it was like this big ageist.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So I overheard.
Oh no! So it was like sort of geriatric toddlers all herded together.
Yes, exactly.
So not like being able to get
there.
Onto their phones.
Exactly. Right. Go over there and see that lady. All right. See that lady there. I'll try and help you.
The nice lady who's now mainlining Migraleave because I mean she must. She must have thought, fuck me, I got the short straw today.
Here they come. She could probably spot them.
So where were you flying to, Judith? That's what I don't get.
Tenerife.
Oh, Tenerife. Right,
yeah,
okay.
We flew to Tenerife. But obviously, we'd all done, a lot of people done the same thing. Anyway, so we were in the naughty corner, in the bad choices corner. Do you remember that phrase in Sorrow and Bliss? And so I could overhear this woman saying, obviously to people who really, really were probably not going to get on the flight, well, what's your birthday? So obviously she was trying to guess the password.
Let's guess the password. What's your firstborn's middle name?
All that, exactly. Worse than that. And he kept saying, look, I'm sure it's Chelsea 1948. I'm sure it's Chelsea.
Hell. That's a giveaway, isn't it? I don't know quite what it's giving away, but it's giving something away.
Well, was he I think some of them didn't get on the flight. But anyway, so and then we got really delayed this end because they hadn't got enough people on the passport control because they said it was COVID, blah, blah. I mean, really, it took ages and ages and ages. And it took a long time. So we basically got here in the dark, and then the whole hotel now has hidden from the guests because of COVID, I'm sure, because they hate us, behind glass, plastic screens. And they haven't got
It can't be as bad as that hotel I was in a couple of months ago on tour when they just left a cardboard cutout behind the counter.
There was just
it was like a travel lodge or one of those or a holiday inn. No, it was a holiday inn.
Right.
I can't remember exactly where. And there were no staff. There was just no staff. And there's a great big cutout. Fucking ridiculous.
Of what? A sign?
Of a staff member. No, of a woman.
Oh, it was a cardboard cutout.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Of a sort of smiling girl with a name badge. You know, virtual cardboard fucking member of staff.
And was she any good?
She's better than most of them. I'm sort of jealous of you being away, but I'm looking out the window and at least it's a beautiful sunny day and it's dry.
Oh, God. Is it really?
Yes,
did you just
freezing.
Make that
it's the second... No,
I don't mind
I wouldn't do
I don't
that.
Mind freezing.
It's the 2nd of February. So it's chilly, Judith, but it is bright. It is a bright day, but I can't see the sea. Can you see the sea?
I can see the sea and a lot of palm trees and a nice pool.
Sodden palm trees. Are there droplets on? Is it actually raining now?
I think it's drizzling at the moment, but the sky is very, very heavy with cloud. So, what are you going to do today?
What are you going to do today?
Well, you see, we've got quite a purposeful morning because we've got to go down to the main town. I've already got a list of things I've forgotten. Lipsil, shampoo, all that list. Yeah, umbrella.
Wasn't there any shampoo in this hotel? Oh, it's gone
Well,
downhill.
It's not, it has gone wrong. It's the stuff that you dispense off the wall. You've probably never been into a hotel like that. Yes, you probably have.
Yeah, of course I have. I'm on tour, Judith. Every single, what are called collared soap and shampoo dispensers. They're in a collar, aren't they?
Yes,
they've got a collar around them.
Very
yes,
good
yes.
Good
and
word.
Yes, we've discussed this before, actually, so at the risk of sounding very dull, it's because it's more green, so they can sort of fill them up.
Oh, yeah.
So
and
people
they don't
aren't
want us
throwing
to nick all the stuff.
Yeah,
as well,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But the design, may I just say, if you're somebody who likes a bath rather than a shower, you can't fucking reach the bottle because they're halfway up the wall.
That's right.
So you have to get a tragic glass, a non-breakable glass, preferably, because you're in the bath, and you've got to fill that with soapy substances.
Oh, my God, that's quite
and then
a
put
big
it on the
risk,
side of,
isn't it?
Oh, it's such a...
It is, because then,
cut yourself
let's face
to smithereens
it,
just washing worse, your fucking hair.
You could have a fall, because you've now got slippery hands, haven't you? Bloody nightmare. We should be on those risk assessments. Yeah, death trap.
Oh, so,
exactly.
So you've got a chemist's trip, basically,
yeah,
lined up this morning.
I mean, the buffet was so bad last night. I tell you what, we're going to have to find somewhere to eat because we're on bed and breakfast. So obviously, I've already got loads of stuff for lunch in my bag. But that's okay. But I'm not going to that buffet.
What do you mean the buffet? Did you just mean the buffet breakfast buffet or the
buffet? No, the buffet breakfast is all right. It's fine.
Okay.
But the buffet last night, because obviously it's too late to go and find somewhere to eat because we're only on bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
It's bad. Well, tepid. And then I end up eating so much of stuff. Do you know what I mean? I've got no control
over
my greens.
Was it a hot buffet?
Well, yeah, so we started off with salad. Of course, that would have been enough for a whole meal. And then I had two main courses. I'm saying this is such a shame.
What did you have?
Well, because I thought, I'll have some calamari. And that
was
a bit rubbery.
Well, that's a starter. That's just a starter. That's your fish course.
Well, kind of.
You're abroad. You're allowed. It's antipasti. Whatever.
And then I had, some moussaka, and then I had some lamb. But I got the last bit of lamb, and he didn't look a bit apologetic. The lamb was quite nice, and then some tepid vegetables.
Well, he had moussaka, and then he had a lamb course.
Yeah.
That's meat and meat.
Well.
You had a pudding as well.
I did. So my diet's not going very well, such as it is. Anyway, so we've got to find some places to eat, but apparently get booked up very quickly because obviously the Germans are here because it's such a nice location. They know they'll know.
I have heard good things about La Gomera. Actually,
oh, it is. I think it's beautiful. It is beautiful island. It's very green. It's very quiet, and where we are is a gorgeous location. Just the way.
Well, you know why it's green? You know why? Because it just pisses down.
Okay.
All the
time. Yeah.
It's like Ireland and Wales. They're beautiful because very green, very green. Why? Is it green? Oh,
like
have you seen the weather? Yeah.
But I've got to tell you about the reception thing first, just briefly, okay? So we got here at 6 o'clock, and the check-in, of course, I was first off the bus. I thought, no, I'm really pissed off with this journey now.
How long, Judith?
20, it took us 24 hours because we had to stay in Gatwick overnight for the early flight. We left home at 6:30 last night. We got here at 6:30. The day after,
next
basically.
Day, yeah.
It's a long
okay.
way. And I said to Mike, you get the cases. I'm going to be first off to get checked in, okay? So I got the front seat and I got his passport ready and everything to get checked in. So I walked into reception way ahead of the game.
Okay,
way
did you trot? Did you trot a bit? Was it semi-running?
It was semi-running.
Was it what we used to call the Christmas Eve turkey trot? Trying to
I'm
get the last organic turkey in the supermarket, the turkey trot.
Is that
was
one?
You? With your elbows out, just so that nobody could get past you. All right, okay. You're first in reception.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm first into reception, so I hang around, by the one that's going to looks as if it's going to be free. The channel, they're all behind glass, all by Perspex, and then ding dong. I didn't realise, but you had to get. You know, it's like in a deli. It was like where you have to.
Oh, you
had
to press get a ticket.
The button. You have to get a ticket.
Judith,
and you
have
to wait for your number
awful.
To come up.
It's, Are you sure you're not being filmed for a Channel 5 documentary?
So all the other people who knew, who'd probably been on TripAdvisor, who were not first off the bus,
casually sauntering
their time,
in, taking their ticket.
Got the bleeding ticket, so they went
saying,
first.
Excuse me, I think you'll find it's ticket holders only.
Ticket holders, exactly. Yeah. So I was way down the bleeding queue. It took us ages and ages to check in, and then it took ages and ages.
God, there must be a sort of ping pong game of resentment going on between you and Mike. Throughout this entire journey, sort of, it's taking it turns to take the blame, you know, blame the other person,
normal.
My turn, your turn, oh, you fucked that up, now you know you fucked up. It's kind of an even game so far, isn't it?
It's kind of marriage after how many years it's been going on, isn't it? Is it the same with you and Jeff? Who normally takes the blame with you and Jeff?
Jeff gets a bit faffy in airports and
can't stand it.
Oh, does
he?
A little bit faffy, yes, because he doesn't travel that
faffy?
Much.
Right.
Well, sort of, you know, where did I put the documents? Where are the documents? and then he always has a shoulder bag, sort of, it's not a briefcase, a canvas sort of quite smart bag, but it's got 103 little compartments.
So
there's a bit of that going on. So I just snatch mine away. I snatch mine away and say, I'm taking care of mine. I've got mine. You have yours. You look after yours. I've got mine. Of course, next time I have to show my passport, I say to Jeff, you've got the passport, where's my passport? And he goes, you took it, it's in your bag. No, you took the bag, you've got the passport. It's that hammerhead shark kind of thing that goes on.
Anyway, so we've got a purposeful day trying to find something. I don't know what we're going to do. I think the trouble is, once we actually had a coffee and we found somewhere to eat tonight, I mean, fuck all else to do. I might go back to bed. Do you know what? I might go back to bed.
Well, you must be exhausted. I mean, you've had such a busy weekend. I mean, you know, I thought touring was quite exhausting. You know, sometimes...
Well, I'm sure it is.
Well, I look at my schedule and I feel a bit sorry for myself now and again.
How's it going?
It's absolutely fine. But I think you have done more. I think that your last weekend... there was a moment... There's a moment, Judith, and I'm going to admit this to you now and the listeners. You know, sometimes I think, oh, Jenny, you're working really hard. And I woke up on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. I can't remember what the weather was like. I don't think I drew the curtains. And I thought, oh, it's funny. I'm probably about 5 miles from Judith's house.
What?
I'm probably about 5 miles from
Judith's
house. On Sunday morning. I'd done a gig in Wind... Well, I kept it very quiet. I kept it very quiet, Judith, in case you roped me in. Because I knew what you were doing.
You were doing the baby shower
on Sunday morning.
You can't be serious. What were you
well,
doing
I'd done a gig in Winchester, and we had Manchester the next day.
Yeah.
You know, I've sort of said to John, my tour manager, that I can't spend all day, every day in cars and driving to and
absolutely
from.
Absolutely right.
I need more time sort of just in hotels and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We drove up from Winchester for about an hour or something and landed just outside in a Hilton Garden Village or something. Rather nice.
Was it
in Abingdon?
Oh,
no,
Abingdon.
It was in Abingdon. Is that near you?
Is it near me? Yes, it bloody is.
The Hilton Park Hotel. It's all right. If you ever want to run away, Judith, and hide anywhere in a hotel, I've actually aimed there. It's not totally anonymous, but it's quite well decorated. And there was a girl on reception when I arrived who was really accommodating. I'm going to... So, because, you know, you've got to give these people credit when credit is due.
Indeed.
I said, excuse me, does my room have a bath in? She said, no, shower room for you. I said, oh, no, it's meant to be on my notes that it's a bath. And I sort of did a big bleat. I'm post-operative and I find it much easier.
Oh,
of course, that's a complete fucking nonsense. she said, oh, well, we had picked special rooms for you. I said, well, you know, I'd really like a bath. And she looked all embarrassed. She said, well, you could have a twin room. And as it happened, it was like two small doubles. I quite like that.
Oh, I like that too.
Because you can put all your shit out on the bed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like your bedroom island, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it had a bath. And I was comfortable. And apparently they put sweeties in the rooms that we were meant to be having. But I'm not fussed by things like that. I don't want a packet of gummy bears.
Of course you don't.
At midnight.
You want
anyway,
I
woke
don't
up.
You.
Yeah, I woke yeah, yeah. up at about 9 o'clock, and I thought, oh, Judith, she'll be a few miles down the road,
and she'll be
I thought I'd be no use to you. I'd be no use to you whatsoever. Anyway.
Well, actually, knowing you, you wouldn't have done. You just no. But that's amazing. That's amazing.
I just stayed in bed till midday,
and I watched all Britain's
watercolour challenges.
You were there for a long time. You could have helped me put the serviettes on the plates. I'd have trusted you with that.
I'd have got bored doing another little job.
I would.
And I'd have probably done them wrong. You'd have said, I'd like triangles. I want triangles.
I wouldn't have cared. You, honestly.
How many did you have? Let's go back to your weekend and the baby shower, because I'm actually intrigued.
It was a busy weekend. It was a busy weekend.
You deserve a holiday.
I can't deal with this anymore. Saturday morning was bridal fitting, right?
Oh,
9 o'clock.
All right.
Then we had to buy all the stuff for...
Why did you do that on the same weekend as the baby shower?
Because everybody's coming down.
Yeah, everyone's dates.
Ellen was in. And she had to go to Burford Church because they have to put so many appearances in before they can be married in church. So I think they have to sit in the congregation sort of going, look at us, here we are, hung over to the teeth
and not believing anything, but, you know, we're here.
We're here. It is a bit, but there you go. Baby shower in the morning. Bridal fitting Saturday morning early. Then we had to go shopping to Waitrose, even though I'd done all the shopping at the bloody Waitrose. I'd been to Sainsbury's, Waitrose and the bloody Cash and Carry to get all the food in for the baby shower. Coleslaw was terrible, by the way.
Oh, no. I thought you'd be making your own. I thought you'd made your own bucket of coleslaw. Was there a choice?
This is the woman that was in bed on Sunday morning. I had to draw the line somewhere. Ellen, so I'd done all the shopping for the cake, okay, because I knew it was going to be a big sponge cake. Oh, no, she wanted a special one. I bought Cheats sugar icing stuff from Waitrose.
The fondant icing, the stuff you roll out and you can cut into shapes.
Yes, exactly. I bought that. That was okay. But then I'd also bought, what do you call that sort of soft icing that goes in the middle and on the top? Anyway...
Buttercream, exactly. Yes.
I bought two pots of that, which would have saved us about an hour and a half. Oh, no, that wasn't good enough. So we had to...
Who's calling the shots here? Sienna?
Ellen is, of course. No, Ellen. This is Ellen. Ellen's big thing was that we were going to make that cake, the picture of which I put on the notice board, which we were very, very proud of. But, you know, it took all
Did you make it from scratch?
Yes,
Oh,
we
I
did.
See. Okay, right. So you thought you could do some cheats corners and Ellen said, no, we're doing this properly.
We're doing it properly. Okay. Following my recipe, her recipe, all that stuff. But it was very beautiful.
Has she made a cake before?
Not many, no, not many. But anyway, yeah, and it was a beautiful cake, although I say it myself.
What was inside it?
It was a sort of sponge cake with kind of lemony sugar icing, and yeah, it was very, very lovely. But and we made all these pretty little twins things, clothes to put on the
I saw that. Yes, everyone got very excited. The notice board was ablaze.
Oh, it was. It was
because the decorating on the baby shower cake included two little woolen hats, one with L on and one with M. And of course, everybody got into a frenzy because everyone's been guessing the names of the twins.
Yes.
And so everyone, including myself, was thinking, is this a clue? Is this a clue? Is this. So is it L and M?
Yeah. Is it Milo? Is it Leo? Is it It was. It's an in joke because James is very into Super Mario, and I think the two characters are Mario and
Luigi, probably Luigi, something like that.
Luigi,
I don't know. I just read that on the notice board. I have no idea.
It was an in joke.
Oh, okay. But I think it might also be a clue as well. I think one of these children is going to have an L name. Definitely, I do.
Yes, I think you might be right. There were lots of the gang that have guessed Luca and
Lucas,
yes, I think,
and Luca.
And Leo's.
Yeah,
and
I think those are right
so
at
maybe
the top.
That's in the air. Maybe that's in the air. So it's a very sweet of people to be guessing. It really is. So basically that was all that. Then on Saturday night we went to an event at the venue where Ellen's getting married.
Oh no, Judith!
Oh,
you've just made a cake.
Oh,
why aren't you in bed with a cold flannel over your forehead?
So I've been on my feet all day. Then I had to get into my sort of posh frock and go to this event, which was in
what
the
sort of event was it?
Well, it was £50 a head. Obviously, we ended up paying for that. Yeah, I know. And it was so I think there were quite a few people who were going to get married there in the summer who'd actually been drafted.
Okay, so they're sniffing around the quality.
Yes, a bit like that. But it was so the Cotswold set. I mean, it's a beautiful barn, and actually they're doing their own caterers and actually cutting corners and doing it quite cheaply. But it's just where it's located next to Burford. It's obviously and honestly, it was like going into this kind of, it just was sort of.
Do you know, as you're talking about it, it's made me fart. There's something about, as soon as you said Burford or whatever, I just thought, this is.
It was a Jeremy Clarkson
set of people.
There were men that looked just
was
like
there?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Was he there? Well, Jeremy lookalikes.
Definitely lookalikes. Effectively lookalikes. And a lot of women with. It was different to the Northeast moneyed set that I'd seen the weekend before.
Yeah.
It was more sort of, I don't know. I mean, Sahara is probably the wrong brand, but more. Kind of casual
cashmere
smart.
And jeans,
but with some
and
really
tiny
good
little
jewelry.
Sort of lots of gold jewelry on thin wrists.
And they were all skinny. They were all the women were skinny.
Yeah, skinny and enough to wear Levi's. Those skinny enough to wear jeans with zips and buttons.
Exactly,
and they often wear those little pumps. They might be leopard skin.
Yes,
they might just
there
be
were pumps.
Todd's loafers and that sort of thing.
That was the set. And the men all had very good cashmere jumpers, but in sort of pastel shades.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I've got it, Judy.
And they were first up to dance because there was dancing as well. There was dancing.
Oh, my God.
I know. But you know, poor old Sienna, I mean, she looked exhausted. Oh, my God, she's big, Jenny.
You dragged her out as well?
We dragged her out. Poor
how
love.
Did she fit in the car?
Well,
sorry, but I've got this vision.
She's got the waddle. She's got the waddle. She's still wearing the badge. Baby's on board. Baby on
as
board.
As if it's
which,
not obvious.
To be honest, I think she could leave it
not
off
not particularly
now.
Necessary.
I think she could leave it off. There was a terrible moment when we turned up, because Sienna was drafted into this as well, when Sienna, Ellen and I turned up at the bridal for the bridal fitting, and the woman who greeted us...
Oh, for a second, did she say, shit, I've got that one. I've got to fit this one. I'm going to have to get some spare material out the back. Brilliant.
Because she was a different woman. Oh, God, her face. The relief when she realised it was Ellen.
And did the frock look nice? God, you've had a really busy weekend.
Oh, worn out, Jenny, worn out. And then we came away. Yeah, we came away the day after. It's been
a whirlwind. I mean, I have to say that I escape all this because I just go on tour. And there's a great thing about when you're on tour, you're just not available to do anything. And it sort of got me off the hook. But I've been off the hook with this sort of thing for so long that I'm now incapable of doing anything. You know, I couldn't make a cake. I've never made a cake in my adult life.
I don't have
a cake tin. No.
The
only time I made a cake or anything sort of sweet was when I did Celebrity Bake Off.
I can't remember where you came in that. How did you do
in
that? I can't remember.
I won it.
Of course you did. Yeah. Well, you are
cunning.
You say you can't do in it. Yes, you are. That's absolutely right. You look like
I'm cunning and I'm competitive. I've
it.
Got absolutely no skills whatsoever, but I will kill people in my path to win.
You will. Yes.
But no, I don't have any of this stuff. I wouldn't know how to do it. I just end up buying something and then slightly resenting myself for doing it. I don't have, my house is not really, you know, friendly for small people. How many did you have? This is an incredible weekend, Judith. Honestly, you deserve a medal. You don't, I'm going to give you the week off, whatever you want to do this week. Yeah, go back to bed. Just fuck it.
Perhaps I should just be an entire sloven for the whole week. That
oh,
would be
just
unusual
take
for
my,
me.
Yes, just take my kind
That's
of...
That's what you do. That is what you do, isn't it? That's right.
Yeah, when you were thrashing yourself to death with the baby shower on Sunday morning, I just was lying there watching Fern Britton's Watercolour Challenge. I've just spunked the lot
were
of them.
You?
I've really
were
enjoyed
you?
Them, yeah. They're quite soppy, but I really enjoy them. Yeah. And then, of course, then the next thing I know, I'm on Amazon and I've spent £20 on watercolour brushes and all that sort of nonsense.
Classic. Absolutely
classic.
Well,
so,
you are
okay.
on tour. I think you're allowed, Jenny.
Yeah,
and by
yeah.
the way, I've noticed loads and loads of people on the notice board from the gang saying they'd been to see you, which is absolutely
Yeah, they
great.
Have. I've had lots of lovely visitors and I've had some really good presents this week, actually.
Have you?
Yes, in Manchester particularly. Our kazoo orchestra girls turned up to see
oh,
us.
Oh, yes.
See
Did
me,
they?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. And they gave me a kazoo. So I've got a kazoo. And
Did
then
they?
I got to my dressing room. There was a letter addressed to me. And it was from a woman called Kim, who's worried about when I go to June's and I use that bike and I've got big flappy trousers.
Oh,
she
yeah.
sent me some fluorescent, lime yellow fluorescent... trouser clips.
Bicycle clips, did
yes.
she?
Oh,
she
did.
Thoughtful.
So what a fucking great little haul I've got here. Kazoo and some trouser clips. Can't beat that. You know, Mariah Carey, get you want that. That's what you want in your dressing room.
Oh, okay. How lovely.
So chronologically, right, we have done the Saturday night. This is like, you know, both girls needing equal attention, isn't it?
Oh, do you know? Absolutely.
So Ellen's had her... Did she look lovely in the frock? Is it all
she
going...
She looks lovely. She's going to
okay.
look amazing.
Great, great. So that's all sorted. Okay. And so we're going to Sunday daytime now when the throngs are arriving for the party.
God,
and you're doing a buffet, I presume...
Do it. I prepared loads in advance. I mean, it's not even as if there are masses of people. I think there were 28 people coming.
28?
Well, yeah, 28 people. Do you think that's quite a lot? It's quite
a
lot,
I do.
Isn't it? It's quite a lot.
I think it's a lot. But, of course, you've already got the four of you plus the boyfriend husbands.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's six, isn't it?
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of people to feed.
And then, of course, some of them were baby children.
Oh, well, plus the toddlers. I mean,
oh, no, yeah, what do you mean? It's 28 plus toddlers.
Plus the toddlers. I think Sienna's one of the last people in her group to have kids. So, yes, they were full. Yeah, I can't remember how many toddlers there were, but you were bloody enough. I tell you what, though, what you said about toddler last week, it did make me laugh so much with that vision of the
King toddler.
The King toddler. Because when we were in Gatwick, and there was one young couple obviously on the same flight. And there was it made me think so much of what you'd said, because they were the parents had got one end of the pushchair each, right, going down these stairs. Both got laden with bags, everywhere, sort of walking down
and
this flight of stairs.
And there's Fat King Toddler.
And there's Fat King Toddler.
Buggy, yeah.
And he's got a great big toasted sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And he's just eating it.
Yeah, of course he was.
To say, these are my servants.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in a sedan chair, really, and these are my servants.
Yes, exactly, like in Egyptian times, where they had
Marvellous.
Those, you know, people one each end of whatever you call those chairs. Anyway, so there were toddlers everywhere.
The sacrifices we make for our children.
Oh, my God, I know. They were all under my feet. They were all, yeah.
Were they sweet, though?
Were
their little faces? Little baby chilly faces. Oh, And were some of them just little wriggly worm ones in the backs? So they're little baby ones that aren't on the food. Were they the crawlers? The little crawlers that are getting in the nooks and the crannies. And they get behind the sofa. Where is he? Where is he? He's hiding. Oh, there's a little baby. People, can you see me? And I like going up to babies and I go, achoo, achoo. And it makes them laugh. Oh, babies.
They all had a minder each. I mean, that's the other thing you forget, isn't it? They've got a bloody minder each, haven't they? So, yeah, there were toddlers everywhere and Poppy at one stage. But there was one little cherubic baby with a little rosebud mouth, you know? And you, yes. She was only 10 weeks old. And a little nub.
A little sucking mouth.
Oh, gorgeous. She was divine.
You can't have that one. It's not yours,
very
all right?
Good. So, yes, they didn't leave till quite a long time. It was very nice. There were lots of presents and that we had some nice games, but they didn't leave for a very long time.
What sort of games do you play with babies? They're not very good at games.
Well, not with the babies.
You didn't try and do the tray game with the babies, did you, Judith? Just because you want to win. Hey, kids, we're going to play this game. You've got to remember all these things and write them down. Oh, look, I've won. Because I'm playing with 10-week-old children.
So in a baby shower, what happens with it, the games are amongst the sort of, obviously amongst the adults. So it's kind of, you know, questions about baby care. And then there's a sort of Mr. and Mrs. quiz with the mum and dad about, you know, who's going to do what and everything. And then everybody has to leave some advice about, you know, being a parent.
Were there men there as well?
Yes, there were. And I think normally baby showers are just, I think they're often just girls, but just the mums and the old granny. I mean, basically, there weren't many old people there at all. It was just us and another couple. So there wasn't much coleslaw eaten. I got a vast amount of rather indifferent coleslaw and I was left with it. You know, but anyway,
you can't freeze it, Judith. You can't freeze it, you know.
You can't freeze a bit of coleslaw, as we know. Nothing you can tell us about coleslaw that we don't know. They didn't go till about 6:30, 7 o'clock, the last person.
Oh,
and
Mike
and
God.
I, yeah, I know.
Were you looking at your watch thinking, just fuck off everybody because it's pottery throw down, followed by call the midwife.
Yeah, well, we didn't get to any of those. Now, what a shame about Barry Cryer.
Oh, yes, that was, I've had quite a difficult week, really. I had a weepy week with Barry Cryer died and that made me very sad.
Because
he used to phone, I mean, he was extraordinary. He must have had a mind like a Rolodex because he used to call me on my birthday. He was, you know, if it was
really?
A landline, yeah, it was Barry Cryer. He'd call me on birthday about 11 o'clock, tell you a joke, say happy birthday, and that was that.
No.
And it was, it was wonderful. And I thought that there were probably only about 10 of us who did that for. And I've realised that there were hundreds.
Really?
Every day he must have called somebody once a day at least. There's loads of people on Twitter saying,
you know. What a fabulous thing to do.
A really, really lovely thing to do. And I've known him for many years. Not hugely well, but incredibly supportive. And always one of those people that you think, that's how I want to be as an older comic.
Yes.
Somebody who looks at younger comics and welcomes them in and goes, you know, I think you're great. You know, I can't do what you do. You don't want to do what I do, but I really respect what you do and I really love it.
And, you know, I
hope you're happy in this industry and, you know, welcome to the gang kind of thing.
But
which is just the loveliest thing, because you don't want to be one of those old cunts that goes, oh, I don't like the new people. I don't their stuff, you know.
Absolutely. But also, I think, he was a joke teller, obviously, wasn't he?
And writer. Incredible.
Yeah, but I don't normally like jokes. I think like a lot of women, I can't tell jokes, and often I don't know when to laugh if I'm hearing a joke.
And we forget them instantly.
We do, don't we? We do. Or we get them wrong if we try and do them. But I used to love his jokes. I always loved his jokes, and there was something just really, I don't know.
I think it's
authentic.
Because he relished telling them so much.
Yes.
And I think that's the joy of telling a joke by somebody who genuinely loves the joke.
Yeah. It's infectious.
It's incredibly infectious. It really, really is. So, listen, the other thing that we've seen a lot of in the past week is a huge amount of emails in about Poppy and her hip dysplasia. And I hope you're feeling a little bit more optimistic.
Yes,
week,
I am.
Judith.
I mean, people have been amazing, honestly. They really have. People who've got dogs who've had the same condition sort of saying that you can do supplements and you can do... I think hydrotherapy and all sorts of things, and you know, don't lose heart, and the operation can be done and everything. I mean, at the moment I'm waiting for the vet or the specialist vet to have a look at the x-rays to see what it is. I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm not still very, very upset about it. I can't bear it if she can't chase a squirrel and, you know, bark at the cats at the end of the garden and all that stuff, but we'll see. But honestly, the gang, we have got a lovely gang, you know, we really have got a lovely gang, and all the people that have emailed, it's extraordinary. And even a breeder of spaniels has said, look, when you know what the problem, you know what it is, give me a ring and I can help.
I'm an just expert, lovely. I might be able lovely. To help. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, I yes. It must have been very comforting, because I you know, I read, well, we both read all the emails that come through, and you know, even I was very touched. Now, it's not my dog. Yeah. Okay, so I think it's time now to go to Culture Corner. I'm sorry to be cutting this short, but I've got a lot of problems with my computer, which is sitting in front of me, sort of crashing in front of my eyes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm trying not to look at it, but it's quite distracting because I've got quite a lot of work on it that I need
to tackle. It'll be fine. But you'll have to get the man in a minute, I think. Right, so Culture Corner, okay. Then you can go put that fire out. so what have you been up to? What have you been up to, culture-wise?
Okay, culture-wise. I have, do you know what? And it's the biggest relief of my life this week. I've given up on the Booker winning The Promise. I found it grotty. Every time I read it, I was sort of looking at my Audible app, thinking, oh, I've got to go into that again, haven't I? I've got to do that.
Really?
And I didn't like the way he wrote about women. It was slightly ugly and everybody was horrible. And they were horrible in a rather mundane, boring kind of way.
God.
I don't think there was a single character that I thought, oh, here they come to lighten the load here. No, it's just one set of misery
dismal.
After another. It was a dismal book. So it was a palate cleanser. I just thought, I'm going to go down. I needed a literary palate cleanser. I went down your route and I'm catching up on the Cazalet Chronicles.
Oh, are
but
you?
I'm doing it via the BBC adaptation.
Oh.
Which is the whole lot in about 12 hours. And I'm doing that only because I know that I've read the first one, but I'm not sure I have read books 2 and 3. I know, and I think I've read one. So I'm listening it to catch up. And then once the story becomes unfamiliar,
I'm going to go into the proper books.
Yes,
how
I
interesting.
Am.
Oh, yeah. Good.
They are huge, aren't they? Because I've just downloaded Marking Time, which is the Cazalet Chronicle number 2. And I think it's 18 hours. So, I mean, what a bargain.
Oh, absolutely.
3 new credits on your Audible, £6 a credit. So I'm getting 18 hours of entertainments for £6.
Wow. They are.
It's bad, is it?
Oh, it's fantastic, and the writing is so amazing. I mean, you put me onto the Cazalet Chronicles. It wasn't my idea, but I have never been into such a big fat series of books, and enjoyed anything as much. I really.
It's triumphant, isn't it? I mean, I'm already sort of knee deep in it, and if people don't want to bother with the whole thing because it is quite a big task to take on, I would very much recommend the downloading the Cazalet Chronicles,
the BBC one,
because it's more of a dramatisation. It's it's a truncated version, but it's dramatised, so you get different voices for different people. And I really do.
Oh, I see.
It's
lovely.
Beautifully done. Lovely. It's really done. It's actually the producer of it is my friend Sally Avens, who does all the little Lifetimes, and she really is a shit hot radio producer. You know, really safe pair of hands. So look out for that.
When do your little Lifetimes come out, by the way?
I think they come out April, May or something. I'm not too sure.
I'll bang on about those
when they come out. Yeah, there's 6 of them.
Yeah, so, it is.
You've got a new book club book, Judith.
Yes, I haven't started it yet. It's called American Dirt by Janine Cummins. And it's got lots of stars on the Audible. So hopefully I stay the course because it is quite long.
Yeah, it's been brilliantly commended, that book, and huge, very, very good reviews.
Good.
But I do know the author got into trouble for not having lived the life she was writing about, because it's about Mexican immigrants, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I hope it's got some sort of truth in it, because otherwise
I think it has. It definitely has, and I think she has a grandmother who, you know, has some roots in that.
I just think
that it's very difficult for writers. Sometimes, you know, you should be allowed to have an imagination without people rounding on you.
Well, yes, you can't live all these things, can you?
Well, yeah, otherwise, you know, you couldn't write about a Victorian. And people are still doing books set in Victorian times. I mean, you know, people can't turn around and go, yes, but you weren't born in 1862. Was that Victorian times? checking.
I think it was a decent stab at it, but I don't know, really.
It was a long time, the Victorian times.
Well, she was on for a very long time.
You can make a guess, can't you, with
you
the
can. Victorians. There's a big, yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a big old fat range of years.
Yeah.
So, have we done emails?
Oh, tellies.
Telly.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want on telly-wise?
Oh, gosh, I have not really been home to watch telly. But I've done a lot of watching for Britain's Watercolour Challenge.
Yeah, that's which channel is that?
That's Channel 5. It's Channel 5.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. All right, okay.
And they're hour long, which gives the programme time to breathe. I'm really enjoying them. And they go round, I think that they're choosing their locations very nicely. So they, you know, week one it was all around Devon. Week two we're on up in the north, and that's where I've got up to.
Nice.
I'm enjoying it, and it's very gentle, and it's that sort of very comforting. If you're having a hard time, it's like Pottery Throwdown. It's not. I don't think it's quite as good as Pottery Throwdown, but they are.
It hits the same buttons, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, it hits the same buttons. Yeah,
very good. Yeah. I should definitely be watching that when I'm back. We haven't had much time either, but we watched The Responder. Sofa and telly time. But The Responder is shaped up really well. You know the thing with set in Liverpool with Martin Freeman. I would recommend that. It's clever and it's good. It's good. It's powerful.
Okay, well, I must get back onto that then. Oh, we've had lots of emails this week. The names keep coming in as well, Judith. I hope you're keeping a tally.
They do. I'm keeping a tally. I've got a big long list for when the names are when we're informed of the names.
And have they made their minds up? Do you know where
I think they're still disagreeing, actually. I mean, at one point I said to James over the weekend, well, I suppose if it's twins, you could choose a name each, couldn't you? And Sienna threw me a look, which was really, Mum, how could you do that? You know Bruce is in the frame. Bruce is in the frame.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's in the frame.
How come?
I think James likes the word Bruce. And I can see that it's quite a strong name, isn't it? But yeah, and I've got a feeling that actually, when he first mentioned it, I might have been a bit over-supportive, so I might have to just roll back on that.
I think sometimes babies are born and you just look at their faces and you go, yeah, it's a Bruce.
It's a Bruce, yeah. Well, that little toddler...
It might be.
In fact, I'm
warming to it now. I think it's just a sort of odd mix. If you have something like Lucas and Bruce, though it does sound like quite a good firm.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Wallpaper. I think very, very upmarket wallpaper. Don't you think?
Yeah, so it kind of does. It's I'm warming to it. I'm not dismissing anything. In fact, I don't think there's such a thing as an awful name. I think that because there's always somebody with a name that you don't like that you get to like them.
That is
and
very
then you
true.
Like the name.
That is very, very true.
So we've had a warning email from Mrs. Slattuck.
Oh, I can't remember what that was about. What did
I've got it here, Judith, in front of me. She's age 59 and 315 days.
Yes, that's very good. She gets a star for that, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, yes.
Because we do like
very
to know
precise.
People's ages.
She says her real name is far too dull, so we'll call her Mrs. Slattuck. having listened to today's podcast, I hope you will heed my sorry warning. Never, in caps, put a pork pie in your glove compartment. I think this has got to be put on a T-shirt, to be quite honest. About 25 years ago, we had to take our car into the garage to investigate the most foul smell within the vehicle. Turns out, 6 months before, on a long drive from London to Durham, I left the remnants of a Melton Mowbray in that very place and completely forgot about it. I still don't know whether my husband was more shocked about the source of the stench or the fact I hadn't actually scoffed the whole lot at the time.
Well, yes.
Save yourselves, ladies. Save yourselves.
Yes.
Mrs. Slattuck, thank you very much.
Very good. See, I don't think either of us would have forgotten that we got a pork pie in the glove compartment, but there you go. very good advice.
It must have been a big one. I'm picturing this, and I think she bought a fucking family-sized one, and she's just grabbing at bits of it and then chucking it back in the glove box. And then she couldn't... there's not many of us can do a whole family-sized
pork pie. I think if she's in the gang, then we're going to have to assume that, really. Otherwise, she's not really in the gang. Right, good. Well, listen, you better sort out your computer, hadn't you? That's the thing.
So many things have gone wrong in front of me, and I'm very, very frightened. All right. Well, have a great holiday.
Well, let's hope it stops raining.
You might get bored enough to send postcards. If the weather's really bad, we might even have to go and get some postcards. This is what it looks like on a lovely day. I can tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be a bit dreary today. Tomorrow you're going to wake up. It's going to be beautiful. You need
so.
A rest today, actually, Judith. Go back to bed for at least an hour and then do some very gentle painting.
Yeah. Wish you were here, actually. Genuinely wish you were here.
Well, you wouldn't really.
For a bit.
Yes. Lots and lots of love. Love to Mike.
To you, Jenny.
And take care.
Yeah, lots of love, gang. Send us some
Thanks,
email.
Everybody.
Don't forget that. Toodle pip. Thanks, Daisy,
Bye-bye.
As well. Bye.